For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Things are beginning to get tight for hundreds of thousands of federal workers caught up in the partial government shutdown that's been dragging on for more than a week. WUSA 9 TV reporter Michael Valerio.
With holiday cheer still shining at zoo lights,
kind of makes the place pop.
There's lights and it's pretty.
The lights will soon fade after New Year's, with the Smithsonian no longer spared by the government shutdown. That includes the National Zoo and all the museums on the mall closed. The announcement made on Twitter this morning, with Wednesday, January 2nd, the day the doors will lock if there's no agreement on the president's border wall.
President Trump has been angrily tweeting, blaming Democrats for not coming up with the votes to build the wall. Democrats say they'll pass legislation to reopen the government as soon as they take power in the House next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA's Chris Barnes reports America's hospitals are getting ready to publish their prices.
It's thanks to a new federal law that takes effect on the 1st of January, requiring hospitals to publish online price lists for every medical service they provide. The prices must be updated every year. The law is part of the Affordable Care Act. It also applies to rehabilitation clinics, psychiatric hospitals, and critical access hospitals. The law is also expected to make it easier for people to get access to their own medical records.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that House Democrats won't allow Republican Mark Harris to be seated in Congress next week. North Carolina's 9th District race remains unresolved amid an ongoing investigation in ballot fraud allegations. Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. A GOP operative hired by Harris is accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen went to another border facility, this time in Arizona, after the recent death of another Guatemalan migrant child. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Local charity volunteer Zeb Green was helping to distribute cold medicine to sick migrants on Christmas Day, and tell CNN just how sick the families are.
They had been inside the Greyhound station, but I heard the manager was taking them out into the cold, and there were so many just incredibly sick children.
So you saw a lot of sick people, I mean children among adults. How young?
Babies, like infants who were incredibly ill, to elderly folks who were also just so sick. And we began passing out cold medicine, and I've never seen in my life people so desperate for cold medicine.
The trip came days after the death of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso, the second Guatemalan child to die in government custody in 3 weeks. President Trump tweeted from the White House Saturday that the deaths of migrant children at the border are strictly the fault of the Democrats.
The State Department is condemning the bombing of a tourist bus in Egypt that left 4 people dead. John Clemens reports.
The U.S. State Department condemned the attack carried out on the tourist bus in Giza, 2.5 miles from the pyramids. The statement went on to express condolences to the families of those killed, with a quick recovery for those injured. In response to the attack, Egyptian security forces killed 40 suspected terrorists in North Sinai around Giza. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.